This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network. Careful. The health talk show you're about to enjoy is extremely hot. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
You've entered a place where wise people tune in each week to harvest health and wellness information to benefit their most precious possession, health. Plus, have the opportunity to call into this talk radio show and ask a question, a health question, or make a health comment. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob. And I'm here in the capacity of helping you to find your way back to health and wellness should you not be in that position, and for those of you who are healthy, to stay that way. Free help for your good health is simply a phone call away, especially for people out there in the listening audience today who are not feeling so good, who have some type of a health problem, a health dilemma, a health challenge. I'm here for you. You've got health questions? I'll do my very best to answer your question. All you have to do is go to your telephone and call Dr. Bob right now and tell me where it hurts. Here's the toll-free number into the show. No matter where you're at in the United States, you can call in right now and ask a question about health or make a health comment. 1-888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. That's D-R-B-O-B and your touchtone phone. Remember, the only bad health question is the one you're not asking. 1-888-553-7262. And if you're new to the program, you might be asking yourself, well, what kind of questions can you answer? Well, a lot of different things. Maybe you want to lower your cholesterol and know which foods to eat more of in order to lower your cholesterol drug-free. Maybe you want to know which superfoods that'll help reduce the risk of wrinkles because you're noticing more and more wrinkles are occurring on your face. Or you have some weight you'd like to get rid of, some poundage to drop, and want to know what are the best foods to get you on the path to losing weight naturally. We can talk about any of those topics all the way to sleep issues to stomach problems, shingles to sinusitis, erectile dysfunction to eczema, and all points in between. Here's the number again. Jot it down for safekeeping. Pass it on to all your sick friends and loved ones and family members and co-workers. 1-888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB. That's 888-553-7262. Now let's take care of a little business from last week before we move ahead and tell you about the headlines we're going to be talking about on today's show. If you were with us last week, we asked you to weigh in on a health poll question that went like this. Have you been a victim of botched surgery? Have you had surgery that just didn't go right? Yes or no? You voted, and we'll get to the results of that in just a little bit, but let me tell you why that question was posed to you and why it was on the website. It was based on an article about people who have been victims of botched surgery. And what we discovered within that information was only half of the surgeons. This is surgery across the board, dental surgery and other surgeries, all the way to your feet. Only half of the surgeons involved in mishaps decided they were going to apologize. Transparency and honesty communication is what we expect from someone who is about to operate on our body, right? Well, maybe not. Not always. Only 55% of surgeons apologize if something goes wrong during surgery, a new survey has revealed. And just over half discussed whether the error was preventable with the patient. Even more worryingly, 13% didn't express any regret whatsoever for mishaps that occurred during surgery. Now, this is a study out of Boston University. It comes after medical errors, last month, I think, medical errors in the U.S. were found to be the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer. Now, I have to correct that, because that's just not true. Here is a more accurate assessment of that. Now, and by the way, the number is 250,000 deaths each year caused by medical errors. This is out of Johns Hopkins University. Now, they're talking about medical errors there, but what they did not include were the deaths that were caused by adverse reactions to prescribed drugs, FDA-approved prescribed drugs taken as directed. They also didn't include in this history or in these numbers other deaths that were related to problems that occur in the hospital, like bed sores and people get infections and they die, unnecessary procedures, surgeries that should have not been performed, and the list goes on and on. Folks, we're talking about, once you tally all the numbers, the leading cause of death in America each and every year has something to do with medical care. About 750,000 people each year die under medical care, unnecessarily, most of the time. So it far and away surpasses heart disease and cancer. So if somebody walking down the street asks you what is the leading cause of death in America, you'll have to respond with the truth. And the truth is, well, the leading cause of death in America is medical care. So the key is trying to avoid it whenever possible. Now, medical care, of course, can also save your life in certain instances, of course. And men and women that are providing medical care are very bright. They're very dedicated to their healing art. They don't mean to have these things happen, but stuff happens. It's kind of like Murphy's Law occurs. So the key to consumers, the caveat emptor here, buyer beware and take good care of yourself so that you can avoid the potential pitfalls and exposure that's associated with medical care as practiced here in the United States. Staying healthy and staying the hell away from it is the best thing to do, unless you need it. And then you need 911. You need an ambulance. You need a doctor, of course, for triage, for emergency care. But when it comes to other things, there ought to be ways to try to prevent it. And if you can, find ways to handle more self-limiting, benign conditions that are not life-threatening in a more natural, kinder, gentler way. And many times there are ways to do that. That's exactly what this radio show is dedicated to and about. So there you have it. Now, here are the results of the poll. Have you been a victim of botched surgery was the question. You voted. And this, I was kind of surprised. I thought it would go the other way. 75, those of you who voted, 75% of you said no, you have not been a victim of botched surgery, whereas 25% of you said yes, you've been a victim of botched surgery. Because I talk to people all the time that complain. Maybe it's just because they come to me and complain about what's happened as opposed to the benefits and the good things that are happening. So 25 yes, 25% yes, 75% no on the question of have you been a victim of botched surgery. And I'm wondering, also with the statistics gathered with our audience here on the radio that many of you are much more sophisticated than the average person on the street, and therefore you probably have avoided a lot of surgery and or have been more selective and smarter about it and how to manage it, so maybe you're better off than the general public. That could be what's skewing the results of this survey. I don't know, but I'm glad to see that not as many victims as those people who voted in the yay side of it. All right, now we have another health question we're going to pose to you today, but before we get to that, let me give you a rundown of some of the topics we're going to be covering over the next 2 hours and 45 minutes. 2 hours and 45 minutes. The question becomes, do Hillary and Donald need more sleep? A prominent neurologist weighs in on this. This is out of the University of Florida. A neurologist explains how damaging sleep deprivation can be and how it can impact people like the potential next president. We'll get to that a little bit later. We're coming right back. Stay with us.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
High blood pressure is the silent killer that terrorizes 1 in 4 Americans. Experts recommend high blood pressure prevention to prevent critical damage.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's your prescription. Follow Dr. Bob Martin on Facebook. Friend him today at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
All right, welcome or welcome back to hour number one of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I want to also remind our listeners today that if you're out and about today and you're in and out of this conversation, maybe in and out of your car, you're traveling, or you've got things to do and you want to hear the entirety of the show, At a later date, there's always the podcast library that you can tap into free of charge on my personal website. This show today will be a podcast about Tuesday is usually when they load it onto the website, but you can find hours and hours of past shows on there and topics that may be of interest to you or somebody else. It's all there for the taking and usage at drbob.com. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. Now, we're going to a little bit later talk about sleep deprivation and how presidential candidates are impacted by that and future presidents and past presidents. We're also going to be talking today about the fact that sunscreen, it's in the news, and it should be. This time of year, people are being hit hard with sun. Sunscreen may not prevent skin cancer. Let me repeat that. Sunscreen, which we've all come to believe is the answer to sunburns and reducing our risk of skin cancer, may not prevent skin cancer. And I know a lot of people who, you know, they've got SPF 3000 on their mind. They want to, you know, dip themselves in a vat of thousands of SPF factor, sun protection factor, and their kids, dip them in there like ice cream cones and pull them out. And there they are. They can go out in the sun as long as they want, as long as they have 1,000 SPF on, which doesn't exist. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but we're going to be talking about sunscreens. Very popular. People have been led to believe that these will prevent skin cancer. They may not prevent skin cancer. We're going to talk about that debate coming up. New research calls into question if using sunscreen protects against skin cancer at all. We've got that. We're also going to be talking about women who douche. Douching women increases their risk of cancer, doubles their risk. Now, the Office of Women's Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services warns against douching. Nevertheless, millions of women between the ages of 15 and 45, they pick out their favorite flavors and colors and smells, you know, juicy fruit, baby powder, bubble gum, whatever it may be, and they douche. And they do not realize what they're doing to themselves. And doctors try to warn them of this. We're going to be talking about that later on in the show. We're also going to be talking about Tinder. Now, that may not be something you recognize readily. Tinder, T-I-N-D-E-R, it's an app that users on the internet use to hook up. And those people who access this Tinder website, well, let's just put it this way. They got issues, big issues. Young adults who use the popular dating app Tinder may have serious mental issues, a new study suggests. Tinder has millions of users in nearly 200 countries and is considered by many to be the best instant hookup site on the web. Now, you may not be accessing Tinder, but I wonder if any of your children or grandchildren are hitting on this website. And maybe you can bring some information back to them. We've got all that and a lot more straight ahead. Let's go to your phones now. Open line health questions or health comments. And you can join us with a question about your own health should you have a problem. Tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. The number into the show is 1-888-553-7262 or 1-888-55 Dr. Bob, 888-553-7262. Here we go. First up, JR in Farmington, New Mexico. Welcome to the program, JR. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Bob Martin. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm calling on behalf of my granddaughter, who is a singer-songwriter who lives in Los Angeles, California. And they discovered polyps on her vocal cords, and they got her on steroids and some kind of throat spray. I just wondered what you would recommend.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's obvious that when you have a polyp in the larynx area or the throat, it's caused by chronic irritation, and the body is attempting to defend itself from that chronic irritation by building this little fluid sac around an outcropping of that area because there's a chronic constant irritation. So that's normal, that's natural, and until which time, and I've treated a lot of professional singers who develop chronic hoarseness and laryngitis and these polyps, and we have to counsel them. One, they need to rest their vocal cords, and that's the most common sense thing, and I think most people recognize that. But also, they need to stay hydrated, and they also often can benefit by learning, actually learning how to use their voice in a different manner, their voice register, so that they're not straining so much, and they control their schedule of voice use so that it doesn't go past the point where the body just says, I've had enough, and I'm going to shut you down, and I'm going to build a polyp, which is like a little booger that comes off of that area. And you have to recognize also that you don't want to exacerbate these polyps, these outcrops, by smoking cigarettes or drinking alcohol or having a untreated a postnasal drip like a sinus problem. That's another thing that can also create the problem. And also acid reflux is another cause of these polyps. So there's got to be a reason, and it's usually multiple. And until you can get to that reason, surgery is not going to do anything. Surgery is a Band-Aid approach. And the steroids are a Band-Aid approach. They don't address the underlying problem. They just temporarily maybe help it. But unless you really dig down, drill down, and find out what the cause is and try to remove that, and it can be an infection too, of course, but if you don't drill down, you're never going to get to it, and then you'll have the problem come back. And then meanwhile, you've had risky surgery and putting yourself at that kind of risk. Remember, Joan Rivers went under that kind of surgery, if I'm not mistaken. And they killed her in New York. Joan Rivers went in thinking, okay, well, I can go out there every night. How old was she, Darren? 80 when she died? 80-something? Yeah, 80. So she goes into the best of the best medical clinic in New York. And, you know, they put her under. And then while she's under, they're taking selfies of her, you know, and sending it out, the idiots. And then they kill her, basically. And then they were sued, and Joan Rivers' daughter did receive some claim. But you can't put yourself at that kind of risk if you don't need to. What somebody should be doing that has this is rest. They should be using slippery elm lozenges to coat the throat, drinking herbal teas, getting acupuncture, doing things that won't kill you, but yet help to energize that tissue and help that tissue to hasten the healing process. And there's a bunch of other techniques too. Yoga, throat exercises. I mean, all kinds of things. But what people think of first when they think of stuff like this, because I want to get my voice back. I want to get those polyps. I just want to be done with them. They think, okay, I'm going to have a doctor go in and cut them, drug them, shoot them up, and it doesn't work. It may work temporarily, but at what risk? The benefit-risk package just doesn't weigh out, and all you have to do is think of Joan Rivers and the fact that she was killed medically, and it was so unnecessary to lose an icon, a beautiful lady like that. It's a tragic story. Had she just rested and had some natural treatments over time, the problem would have been cleared up, and she'd still be alive today. So don't let that family member of yours, JR, fall prey to this, please. All right, I'm so glad you called in. That opens up another line. I'm here for you too. Call in right now with your health question or comment. 1-888-553-7262 888-55. Dr. Bob, we're talking Hillary and Donald right after this. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This half hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show is sponsored by Nutritional Testing Services. You can order at-home tests for mineral deficiency, toxic metals, saliva hormone tests, digestive tests, thyroid tests, and more by calling 1-800-606-8822. That's 1-800-606-8822.
All right, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And remember, you can stay in touch with us here on the program always via my personal website. If you're traveling out of state, out of the country, and you want to listen to the program from wherever you're at, you can log on to my website. You will find live streaming audio there while the show is on the air at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Now, the best place to listen to this radio show is on the station you're listening to, so stay tuned to that radio station. The call letters, jot them down. The frequency on the dial, the time of the day, and pass that on to as many of your sick loved ones and friends and coworkers, neighbors as you can. Don't keep this show such a big secret. You can help other people find their way to health, too, through information and education. That's what this show is dedicated to. Now, we'll get to this information about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump being sleep deprived, and what sleep deprivation can, how can it impact the future president of the United States based on the call to action on a neurologist talking about it. And we'll get to that. Also, I want to let you know about this week's health poll question. You might have read about this or heard about this week. Another confusion in the marketplace for consumers thinking, well, you know, I brush my teeth, my dentist, my hygienist says floss on a regular basis. Well, a new study claims flossing doesn't help prevent gum disease and cavities. So it's like you feel like a ping pong ball going back and forth. Should I not? So we asked this question on my website. We'd love to get your opinion of it because we think your opinion matters. And we'll have the results at a later date. Do you believe flossing is an important part of dental hygiene? Yes or no? Do you believe flossing your teeth each day is important? Good. Yes or no? Vote at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. And we'll get to the information about Hillary and Donald in a moment. First this. Question. Can you honestly say that your hair today is stronger than it was last year and the year before that? Is your hair stronger, healthier, and fuller? Or is the opposite true? You're noticing year over year, you're starting to thin out. Your hair doesn't look as strong. It's not as healthy, not as full as it used to be. And you desire to have that go back to where it was. Do you desire that? Well, if you're starting to lose your hair, you're seeing more hair in the brush, more in the comb, more in the shower, thinning hair in the mirror, then you should look into a successful way to change that up with something called Provia. It's a topical. You massage it into your hair. It's all natural right before you go to bed at night. Here's what a user of Provia has to say about it. This is Tom writing into the company that distributes Provia, Chaumonet. Tom from the state of Arizona says, and I quote, "I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, and the results are amazing. I have been seeing my hair grow back in, and it comes in thicker every day. Absolutely wonderful. Even my wife comments on how great I look." End quote. Well, Provia, folks, attacks three main reasons for thinning hair and reactivates your aging hair follicles. It just wakes up the hair follicles. They're healthier. They feel better. You get a fuller, thicker, stronger head of hair guaranteed, or you get your money back. Provia works on both men and women, and it's safe for colored and treated hair. You can call and order Provia today, and you'll receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results. That's absolutely free if you call in and order Provia today. Men and women, if you want thicker, stronger, healthier hair, get Provia. 800-525-6916. 1-800-525-6916. Real slow now. 1-800-525-6916 for Provia. All right. Do Donald and Hillary need more sleep on the campaign trail? A very prominent neurologist weighs in on this, explaining why lack of sleep blurs our judgment and how presidents deal with it. This neurologist's name is Michael Jaffe of the University of Florida, explaining how damaging lack of sleep can be on a daily basis. And unfortunately, presidents have to make it through their either 4 or 8 year stint managing it. The demands of being a presidential candidate take a toll on the sleep pattern. And the demands are not likely to lessen for whomever is elected. President Obama, for example, says his schedule allows him to get about 6 hours of sleep a night, but that's not always possible. And former President Bill Clinton has reported he was getting 5 to 6 hours of sleep a night while he was president. Now, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will be getting little sleep, very little sleep, as they intensify their campaigns to reach the White House. But sleep is crucial for clear thinking and clear reasoning, isn't it? This is also important as a question to ask the candidates for president as they move into major full campaign mode. Does sleep affect their functioning? And just how do they keep up with their grueling schedules? Can sleep deprivation contribute to some mistakes and gaffes that they make on the campaign trail? Well, just listen and you'll find that one, right? While a very small percentage of people can function with 4 or 5 hours of sleep a night, most of us need much more than that. In fact, the American Academy of Sleep Medicine and Sleep Research Society jointly released a consensus statement last year recommending that adults receive at least, folks, at least 7 hours of sleep a night to maintain optimal health, both brain-wise and body-wise. This recommendation was based on the systematic review of former studies. It also said that getting fewer than 6 hours of sleep a night on a regular basis is inadequate to sustain health. And studies have shown that as we sleep, part of the function of sleep is that the brain is able to clear the waste products, including a substance called amyloid, which, if it builds up too much, can lead to dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So we've got to get sleep, because that's how our memory works. That's how spatial memory and consolidation and also information processing works. It is so important for function that if you don't get this restorative sleep, not only does it affect your judgment, but it can also impact all kinds of health problems, including increase your risk of heart attacks, kidney problems, circulatory problems, insulin, blood sugar, can increase your risk of diabetes, and the list goes on and on. Now, I've got more, and we'll have that. And also, we'll hear from a candidate who brags about not getting sleep and the fact that this particular candidate never takes naps either. We'll have that right after this break. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. This is Dr. Bob Martin. Sleeping through the night without having to urinate is normal and healthy, the way it should be. Unfortunately, some men over the age of 40 with prostate issues start urinating 2, 3, 4 or more times a night. This is abnormal. It's not healthy and it shouldn't happen. If you are getting up to urinate at night or have weak urinary stream or urgency to go while driving or sitting and feel you may soil yourself if you don't get to a bathroom fast, you need PT9. PT9 is an all-natural supplement developed by a pharmacist to help solve prostate challenges without having to resort to risky drugs or surgery. PT9 is guaranteed to work or you get your money back. Call now and order PT9 risk-free and get 3 free bottles of Heart Factors absolutely free just for trying PT9. Call toll-free 800-317-9863. That's 1-800-317-9863. PT9 800-317-9863. 800-317-9863. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Bags and puffiness under the eyes is an equal opportunity facial enemy. GenuCell plant stem cell serum to the rescue. GenuCell naturally and effectively targets the reasons for the unsightly puffiness and bags under the eyes. Due to a new clinical breakthrough, people notice results within 12 hours and dramatic results within as little as 2 weeks or your money back, no questions asked. GenuCell contains 8 extra ingredients to reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Call now and try GenuCell and say goodbye to bags and puffiness around your eyes. 800-543-6596. 800-543-6596. And it gets better, folks. You'll receive the legendary Esotique face cream free for just trying GenuCell today. Call in the next 20 minutes and you'll also receive express free shipping. 800-543-6596. 1-800-543-6596. Order GenuCell. 800-543-6596.
I was told when I get older, all my fears would shrink. But now I'm insecure, and I care what people think.
Life is blurry, face and I care what you think.
Listen to Dr. Bob's entire three-hour show, live or podcast. Just go to Dr. Bob's webpage at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
And welcome back to the program. Thank you for tuning into the show, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just tuning into the show, we have a health poll question. We'd love to get your opinion up on my website at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. Do you believe flossing is an important part of dental hygiene? Yes or no? There was a big article that came out, said basically flossing, waste of time, doesn't help gum disease and cavities. Do you believe that? Yes or no? Vote at drbob.com. We'll have the results at a later time. Now, if you're just tuning in also, we've been talking about presidential candidates and former presidents who get a lot less sleep than they ought to be getting and how it can impact them. Countless research studies demonstrate decreased performance on a variety of brain cognitive measures following sleep deprivation. And as I pointed out, everything points to the fact that we should get around 7 hours of sleep. And if you get less than that, you're asking for trouble. Now, these studies have included measures of attention, emotional regulation, learning and memory, and executive function. In these studies, executive function refers to the ability to multitask and organize complicated sequences like staying on message. It can also refer to the ability to self-regulate and filter our behavior and speech to avoid, you ready for this, inappropriate comments. When you're low in sleep, you're more likely to, well, let's just put it this way, mess up in a big way. Physical effects of sleep deprivation, what are they, you ask? Well, increased errors, increased driving accidents. There are a number of physical effects reported due to lack of sleep, including weight gain, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, depression, increased risk of heart disease, strokes, as well as increased risk of death. There have also been association between insufficient sleep and decreased immune function. And increased pain perception. So you can see, we take sleep for granted, and then we lose it, and we wonder why we suffer so much. The American Sleep Foundation periodically conducts its Sleep in American poll. Their data shows 40% of the respondents report getting fewer than 7 hours of sleep a night. Now, one of the candidates, and don't try to choose my affiliation in any way. Don't shoot the messenger on this, folks. I'm warning you. Stop your emails right now. We have some comments. Now, presidential candidate Donald Trump, he says the following, because, look, if you're not getting sleep, you ought to be making it up in a nap, because there's evidence that suggests that brief naps, ideally no more than 20 minutes, can enhance alertness and performance so that you can stay on message. He does not get that at all.
She suffers from very bad judgment. Her instincts are bad. They're no good. Her instincts are defective. Her instincts are defective. But she's low energy. She actually is low energy. She'll go home, she'll take a nap for 4 or 5 hours, and she'll come back. No naps for Trump. No nap. I don't take naps. We don't have time.
Oh, no time. I don't see how anybody, you know, I don't know about you folks, but when I, and it happens to everybody, there's a time in your life when there's going to be interruption of your sleep. Let's face it, it happens. And I notice personally, if I don't get a good solid 6-7 hours of sleep, my immune system starts to go down big time. And I start to get sick. I don't feel well. And you got Donald Trump, you know, telling us on tape how much sleep he gets. Do you have that cut there?
Do you sleep?
Yeah.
How many hours?
4 or 5.
That's it.
No, because I love life. It's not because of anything. I love life. I love doing this. I love doing my business. I love life. Yeah. If you don't love life, you probably sleep. I have friends who sleep 12 hours a day, but they're all unhappy people.
So he's on a daily basis, according to Donald Trump, he's 2 to 3 hours deficient in his sleep. He doesn't take naps to make up for that. How does he do it, folks? It's amazing. I don't, you know, sooner or later that catches up with you. Oh, I forgot. It already has. In a lot of ways, we're seeing it on a daily basis almost. Well, according to the National Sleep Foundation, there are several presidents who tried to regularly utilize naps in order to make up for their sleep deprivation. They weren't getting the 7 required sleep hours. Obama admits to it. Clinton admits to it. And a lot of other past presidents, as part of the job description, right? John F. Kennedy, he was a big taker of naps. Of course, he was on a truckload of drugs. They had him on steroids and all kinds of other stuff for back pain, which could have been handled in another way. Ronald Reagan, he took naps on a regular basis. We're not sure when his Alzheimer's kicked in. And George W. Bush also was a big fan of taking naps. We know that about those former presidents. And I think they were wise to do it. Their bodies asked for it. They yielded to it. And I think it's a smart thing to do. So if you're not getting the sleep you need and you're not clearing the debris and the waste products out of your brain, guess what happens to your brain? Well, you can imagine. Fill in the blank. All right, so sleep is important. Get as much as you can, as often as you can, and make it around 7 hours on a regular basis. All right, we're coming right back. Stay with us. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. A growing body of medical research reveals that when our immune systems go rogue or become abnormally aggressive, it attacks both unhealthy and healthy cells, which often triggers a chronic inflammatory response throughout the body. This, in turn, may contribute to the root cause of many of the most prevalent health challenges we face today, such as arthritis, cancer, diabetes, stroke, Alzheimer's, heart problems, depression, and a number of autoimmune diseases. Healthful Zymes by Healthful Balance to the rescue. Healthful Zymes is a special balance of powerful enzymes, curcumin, and antioxidants designed to support a healthful and balanced inflammatory response. An effective inflammation modulator when taken between meals on an empty stomach for chronic and acute inflammation. Battle back against damaging inflammation drug-free with Healthful Zymes. Now you have a fighting chance with Healthful Zymes. Call to order Healthful Zymes toll-free, 855-888-2211. 855-888-2211. That's 855-888-2211 or online at healthfulbalance.net.
Mom, can I have some Spry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mince right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
High blood pressure is the silent killer that terrorizes 1 in 4 Americans. Experts recommend high blood pressure prevention to...
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Join Dr. Bob on Facebook today. Friend him at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's DOCTOR Bob.com.
All right, we are back. Darren, did somebody say the beaver was on the big island of Hawaii out there?
I saw that. Day? Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's in some kind of a house over in the Hilo area, $10,000 a night. How would you like to be able to afford that?
Him and a bunch of bikinis running around.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. Okay, well, I digress. Look. I went to a convention in Japan recently. Hundreds of doctors attended the same convention, and one of the keynote speaker, an MD PhD by the name of Dr. Gary Deng, said integrative medicine should be part of all cancer care. Now, integrative medicine is not part of all cancer care in the United States. You have three choices if you get a cancer diagnosis in America: cut, surgery, burn, radiation, or poison, chemotherapy. This is from an MD researcher at Memorial Sloan Kettering Center. Look, if you have cancer, you know somebody who does, you must check into integrative medicine, i.e., how do you build back the immune system? How do you detoxify the person? What dietary things do they need to take? Oncologists, cancer doctors will say, oh, just keep eating what you've been eating and taking what you're taking, and you'll get the same thing. You need America's premier center for alternative medicine if you have a chronic health problem or a serious complicated medical concern like cancer or autoimmune disease or lupus or Lyme disease or multiple sclerosis. Don't just rely on the limitation of conventional medicine. Very limited. Check with the physicians at Sunridge Medical Center. They have protocols for people with these hard problems, and they help people get well even after they've failed in conventional medicine. Check out their website at sunridgemedical.com, their video gallery, patients telling their story of treatment and recovery. sunridgemedical.com, or call them and find out what they do, whether you've been diagnosed or misdiagnosed, trying to get your life back. Know what the recent developments are about. 1-800-923-7404. 800-923-7404. Sunridge Medical Center. 1-800-923-7404. All right, let's squeeze another call in before the end of the hour. Here's James in Jackson, Mississippi. James, how can I help you, sir?
Yes, good morning. I wanted your opinion on the vaccines for little baby, newborn babies. Should they be delayed? Should they be spread out? Is there an association with autism? What is your opinion on this subject?
Well, okay, good question. Oh, I'm pretty biased on it. I have six children who are not vaccinated, if that tells you something. Six of them. They're healthy, they're smart, and they're good-looking like their mother. Now, I would turn your attention to two websites to educate yourself. One is thinktwice.com. Look at that website, thinktwice.com. And the other is do a Google on National Vaccine Information Center. National Vaccine Information Center and thinktwice.com. Do I think there's a connection between autism and vaccine? Vaccines? Yes. Not in every case, but the risks are there. And no, I don't think those are a good idea to load them up. And if you do have them, they should be spread out, of course.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and...
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.